This is Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. Hello, wonderful friends.
Hi, friends.
How are you all doing? We are so excited to be with you on this very hectic day for us. But we know that when things get hairy or hectic or seem out of control, that God has control, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I loved your prayer before this too, with when we're weak, he's strong. And that's mm-hmm. such a beautiful thing.
Yes. So that's why he uses us hot messes, because we can just be our hot mouse self, and he gets to step into that space and be God. So it's all good.
Be the vessels. That's right. I love it so much. So, because I try to remember that whenever I get kind of judgmental about my weakness, and then I have to actually rejoice in it and say, no, this is a great thing. Like, I'm going to be a weapon for God when I am like a mess. So it's good.
Amen. Well, and it's just hopeful and encouraging because, you know, we're not going to have it all together all the time. So I think a lot of people shy away from doing ministry and leadership because they're scared, because they're like, I don't have it all together. Well, that is the perfect place to be, because God has it all together. And if you had it all together, then you would just step into that role. So God wants to be in that role if we allow it. So I gladly boast about being a hot mess.
Amen.
Gladly, because I need God and I'm so dependent on him, and he's got to take the wheel or stuff ain't going to look okay, because I'm a hot mess.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Well, you know, this week, this episode, what I wanted to talk about was how our past informs our present. And it's something that I've always known with regard to my personal story. And we've talked about this before, about how you filter things from the lens of your history. But this week, I was reminded two times of how I was having problems processing a situation in a person, because it completely reminded me of a prior person or situation. And it was crazy. It was so not readily apparent to me. And someone was praying with me and they were like, well, let's just ask Jesus why you're having a problem with this situation. And I was like, well, okay, yeah, sure. You know, of course, come on, Jesus, come on in. And then we prayed and we didn't get anything immediately, but we just started talking just about letting like the conversation kind of flow. And it landed on this very old, and I'm talking 12-year-old situation that happened, that for me was completely reminding me of that old situation. And therefore I was processing it like that old situation. You know what I mean?
Wow. Yeah. So without giving away, I guess, too many details,
right?
Can you give us a vague description of how you were responding to something, and what kind of was the root of that situation? Kind of putting you on a spot to vague it up here, but
that's okay. I can do it. So for me, I was currently in a situation, or I currently am in a situation where someone is receiving favor, like a lot of favor.
Okay.
In a way that I feel is not earned and not justified.
Okay.
And I was talking to this person, this wonderful person who's been praying with me over some stuff. And I just said, I don't know why this bothers me so much. And when I thought about it, I was like, oh, it's probably because of how I feel about myself and how it was tapping on some insecurity, which I'm sure some of that was true. But
Right.
this person was like, well, let's just pray and ask the Holy Spirit to like reveal why you're feeling so frustrated by that. Because really,
Yeah.
when you take your feelings out of it and you look at a situation like that, my head knows that if I was secure in God, if I knew who I was in Him, if I had true trust, like we were talking about trust before, this would not bother me as much.
Right.
It
Right.
would have, I'm sure, like, you know, I would think about it and go, oh, that's just irritating, but it wouldn't bother me near as it does. So as we were praying, I was just reminded of a situation that happened about 12 years ago where exactly the same. Someone that I knew was doing some not so awesome stuff and then was getting a lot of
Yeah.
accolades from the church I was in at that time. And it just drove me crazy because no matter what I said about that situation at the time, I was made to feel like I was crazy or my opinion wasn't valid, like all of these things. So it really informed my present situation. And when the Holy Spirit really revealed that, I was like, wow. And so then we really dug into that situation. That was 12 years ago. 12 years ago, I thought I'm
Right.
past that. It's all good. I'm not mad at anybody. I'm not frustrated at anybody. But boy, when we got to that situation, here came the tears. I was like, wow, I really did not realize that was so deeply buried. But I think that's how God is. God is such a good father. He doesn't want those things to be buried in us. And I guess right now was the perfect time for him to show me that I'd not fully processed that situation. And it's like again and again and again, these things that you don't process fully, they remain. They're like these living things that are just gonna show up when you least expect them, even when you aren't really sure that it's there. Do you know what I mean? Like I wouldn't have thought about this
Yeah.
situation 12 years ago for this current situation. So anyway.
Right. It seems like the overwhelming theme in both of those situations were kind of this is not fair.
Right. Yep. Yeah.
And so I feel like even if you took that, or if that was my situation, I could even take that back to childhood, plenty of times where I felt a situation was not fair. So, yeah, I think that's a common thing, and I think that's why to know the Lord is a just God, and that it's not our job to hand out the judgment and justice because he will, because he knows, he's holy and he's just, and so those things are going to get worked out in the end. And I think that's where you can step into more peace, knowing, like, well, earthly, this is not fair. This is not okay, but God is just, and all those things will be worked out. Obviously you can't just wipe it clean with that and say that. And you have to process that and deal with the emotions around that. But ultimately, we can feel safe and secure knowing that our Heavenly Father is just. And boy, do we have some things to answer for personally.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure that, you know what? I'm sure that there's some people that have looked at me and thought, oh, she isn't deserving of that. That's not fair that she got that. And
Right.
it's absolutely true with grace and mercy. Like grace is unmerited favor and mercy is not receiving what you really do. And thank God that we get favor and we get mercy,
Oh
right?
my gosh. Yes, thank you, Lord. I know. I know. I just look back on some things that I've done in my life, and look at myself today, and I'm like, wow, God, how did you take me from there to here? And I'm really not deserving, you know, like, and I don't say that to be like, woe is me, but holy moly, some things he's brought me out of and decisions I have made, not even the decisions that have happened to me, but decisions I have made that he cleaned it all up and made it pure and beautiful again. Whoa. Like it's just so, yeah, I think those are always good ways is after we process these things, you know, we don't want to like just try to swipe it clean with like fear's a liar or what, you know, these little Christianese terms we have. We don't want to try to swipe it clean. But after we process that and really reflect on these things, I think that helps us have more grace like the Lord does. Like, oh, okay, well, you know, if the shoe was on the other foot, you know, people probably thought I wasn't fair, or things that happened to me weren't fair. And, you know, I think that helps get us in the posture and give us more the eyes of the Father. But it takes some time to get there, doesn't it?
It truly does. And what was so funny about this situation, this person that was praying for me, when we got to this old situation 12 years ago, where I said this other person received this favor unworthily, and how much it wounded me. She at one point she got this like kind of surprised look, and she goes, "Oh." And I was like, "What?" And she goes, "I know about this person. I know about this, and I was told about you." And I'm like, "What?" And this was like she had been told about me in this situation. Goodness. Probably, I don't know, 5 years ago or something. But in that moment, this light bulb went off and she's like, "Oh, I know a little bit about this." And I knew in my spirit, I said to her, "You know about this situation. You were told about it 5 years ago for this very moment.
Amen.
I believe that the Holy Spirit let you know that detail for this very moment for us to pray and for God to step in and do some healing work that I guess I needed 12 years ago, that for, you know, it was involved with another situation that was a one of the most hurtful things that I had ever went through in my life, that actually threw me into suicidal thoughts, and where I literally thought I was going to kill myself and thought I needed to be committed. So they were all linked. And while I thought I processed the big thing, I didn't process some of the other stuff that was the seed that started it all. So
Wow.
it was mind-blowing. It showed me that God is, he does care about every little detail about what we think and feel, and
Amen.
he doesn't just like let our wounds slide. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh yeah, okay, so you process that. Let's, you know, you're living okay, so let's just let that go. There's a verse in the Bible that says, "I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." Meaning, I'm going to be alive and I'm going to see God's grace and mercy. I'm going to see his goodness while I'm alive. And
Amen.
I do not have to wait until I get to heaven to see his mercy and grace and healing. And so that involves healing all of our little wounds and our big wounds and our cares and our worries. And I, for one, am just one that forgets that.
And I think that's why, you know, in the word, it talks about to be quick to forgive. And sometimes I get mad at that verse a little bit because going through trauma and things like that, I always kind of hesitate to say quick to forgive because forgiveness is very much a process, you know? And so I don't really like the words quick to forgive because there's nothing quick about forgiveness, especially for, you know, big traumas and things like that. You know, like, well, small situations like you running late or whatever else. Okay, I don't, it doesn't bother me a bit. Like, you know, those things, yes, quick to forgive, you know, what That's not a thing that's hard to do. That's a quick to forgive situation. I love you. I know life happens, you know, things like that. But when it comes to like traumas, I really hesitate when someone says quick to forgive. But I think just as God plants seeds, I think we can plant our seed of forgiveness, even if we don't mean that in a moment, like I forgive that person. I think that's the start of planting the seed to the process of forgiveness. So I think it's okay, even if you're just doing the lip service of, I forgive this person, because God knows that is where your heart is and that's where you want to posture towards. But He's such a gracious God and He will take us there. And He will take us through the journey of forgiveness. But I think in those situations that are so painful, because I have so many situations like that, Jen, that I really thought I dealt with. But when I start talking about the situation, it feels a little bit weird in my body, or maybe I hold back a tear here or there, and I know, oh, that's still there a little bit. Yes, I've healed some, but that wounding is still there a bit. So I, you know, I can totally relate to that. And it really does, like, for instance, a job that I went after several years ago. I still have a little bit, and boy, have I came a long way, of yuck in my heart about it. And so it stopped me from going after future opportunities. So it's still very relevant and it's still affecting here now. So, you know, like you said, the past, where the past kind of like messes with our thoughts here right now. So I think that's super relevant, and I think a lot of people can relate to that, especially when it comes to things like rejection and things like that, because we internalize that and take it so personally, and then so we take it personally, and so we think it's about us, so it just stops us or maybe makes us hesitate in future situations, you know, that sort of feel like the same. So this is great, Jen, because I think a lot of our audience can deeply relate to this, you know, and
Think so.
I think that's a lot of reasons why even people maybe shy away from going after their dreams because of all of the past. We talk about memory moments, but the past hurtful memory moments that they can reflect back on and say, well, this is why I can't achieve my dream. You know?
Exactly. It's funny how that we don't even realize it because we let it get so deep and we agree with whatever message we got in the wound,
Right.
and we keep carrying it forward into where it's so messy we don't even realize, like, we've just gotten settled in accepting things that the way they are, that we don't even realize that it has a deep seed. So even when as I'm praying with this person about a current situation, we went to a situation 12 years ago. Then from that 12-year mark, we went to my childhood. And
Amen. Yeah.
it was like, okay, so where in your childhood did you feel that? And I knew immediately.
Right,
I was
right.
like, oh, well, yeah, it's when my dad showed he was. My dad, with his mental illness, could never just give favor. Like, it was
Yeah.
weird, and lots of parents do this. And so I was like, oh yeah, when I didn't get his favor, I wasn't good enough, right? There was something wrong
Right.
with me. I didn't earn it. I was broken. I needed to make up for stuff or whatever it was. And then when I did get favor, that meant I was good and I was accepted by my dad, and that was a good place to be. So now when I see other people get favor and it bothers me, it's because I'm reminded of my dad.
Yes.
They're not the same situation in their facts, but they feel the same in their
Yeah.
emotion.
Yep. It
So
kicks the wound.
it does. And what's so funny is, like, I've done a lot of, like, the healing of, like, the the agreements that I've
Core
made,
beliefs. Yeah.
wounds, core beliefs, right? And so when these pop up, stuff like this pops up, it always surprises me. It was like, wow. But at the same time, I'm really thankful that it happened, because I know that God wants to take me to a new place in my life, a new place of freedom, a new
Amen.
place of being able to process things the way he wants me to process things. So
Amen.
it
Yeah.
was quite a journey this week. I was just so surprised by it, and just loved the fact that this person I talked to, when I saw her light come on in her head, that she knew about this situation. It was like, how in the round world would you know about something
Right.
back then like that?
Right.
But she did. And I was just like, well, I just know that that's the Holy Spirit. And it reminds me of another scripture that says that he devises an answer before we call. And so sometimes it's just so amazing to look at when we've gotten answers to prayers or fixes to things we thought would never be fixed or that we needed fixed. And you realize that God had prepared the way for that fix years ago in ways that only God could do it, to where you can't even question whether or not there's God, because it's so perfect
Amen.
and how
Yeah.
he has done something to bring us to this point.
Amen. Amen. Here's holy.
Here's Holy, right? Last podcast that we had, right? Which was
Yeah.
awesome, which was awesome. Awesome. So yeah, it's things like this that really just make me very grateful, and just, oh, I just want to fall at his feet and say thank you
Yeah.
for being a good dad.
It's a memory marker.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yes.
It
So
is, yeah,
it's
these
been
moments are,
wonderful.
yeah,
Oh.
these moments are just so cool, you know, that we just live for. Like, it's the these are the fill-up moments that, you know, Jen and I were talking about last week for our podcast, Here's Holy. Like, this is the only thing that fills us up. Like, you know, like, these are the moments with God that we're starved for. So we really don't want to miss them. We
Right.
really don't want to miss them. So yeah, this was good.
Yeah, I've just been, yeah, blown away by God. And I will say this, like, I've not completely processed the situation and the pain. I'm still working on that. But now I know why I feel like I feel, and therefore I can process it and get to the other side of it, instead of
Amen.
constantly reliving like a Groundhog Day, constantly reliving that wound and reacting and reacting and reacting in all these situations. Yeah, so that's going to stop. God just says, okay, babe, I'm going to fix it. Let's fix
Yeah.
this.
It's so funny. We're like the private investigator in our own lives. Like, you know, like
Yeah.
every time, right now, every time I get hurt, if I just leave it at the hurt, it's silly, because, you know, then we're caught in the rat race of, like you said, this vicious cycle over and over and over. If we really take a moment and, like, why is this person hurting me over and over? We can literally find out. We can invite the Lord into that space, just like Jen did, and we can ask him, you know, like, where is this coming from? Because people really should be allowed, if we're honest, because God gave us free will, right? People really should be allowed to say and do as they please without it. Obviously, we're not talking about murder here, folks, without it wounding us, because we should be so confident and secure in our identity that it does not affect us. Should people be kind? Of course, you know, like, we know these things. But just as God gives us free will, people should be allowed to say whatever they need to say and the wounding not be there. We are not hurt, and we are able to let it fall off of us. But if we're not healed and we're not taking initiative to really, an action to really go back into those wounds and really invite the Holy Spirit in, we are caught in a cycle over and over. We're offended. Over and over, we're carrying bitterness. Why? There has to be a reason. So I just encourage you folks listening to stop. When those things are, when something hurts, do not react to that hurt and
Right.
that pain. Because likely, almost 100% of the time, if someone says something to you and it hurts, it's likely not even about that person. It's about something that happened to you a very long time ago. And
Yeah.
so just invite God into that situation. Invite the Holy Spirit and ask him to shine a light on what that is. And he's faithful. He's done it for Jen and I a zillion times. So I have no doubt that he will do it for you too. And that's an opportunity where you can start to then begin processing and planting the seed, just as he does with us, and moving towards healing and forgiving whatever that offense was.
Right. Yep.
And then you can walk free. Praise the Lord.
Right. Isn't that exciting? And
Amen.
it can basically start with when you're reacting very strongly to something and you're like, this really defies logic as to why I'm responding so strongly. It can start with, what does this remind me of?
Yeah.
What is this reminding me of? And just the Holy Spirit will show you. And even when you think you get the answer, then think about that situation if you responded strongly in it and say, well, what did that remind me of? Because that's kind of what happened with me. Like, current situation reminded me of a situation 12 years ago. The situation 12 years ago, why was I reacting like I was? Well, because of my situation in childhood. And it got to the core of how a wound started. So yeah, good
Yeah.
stuff. Good stuff. God
Yeah.
wants our freedom.
And one more tool I want to leave us with, and I'll just say that I feel like it's God, because it's not God, it's God. But anyway, I just reminded, like, I think our venting is a good way to see where those wounds are too. Like, I was just thinking, like, as we're venting and whining, like, I've always had to do this, or I've always had to fight to get in this door, or I have never felt love, or these things are clear indicators that this isn't the first rodeo that you've had with this situation.
Yeah.
I've always been this. I've never had love from this person, or there's something behind that. So pay
Amen.
attention to your venting and your whining. Likely, if you've always or you've never, okay, well, that tells you something. Go way, way back. And there's something at the beginning of that always, and I've never. So begin your investigation, friends.
That's so good. That's so good. Yeah. Okay. Well, we're gonna wrap it up at that. And we just want to encourage you folks that if you have any questions or comments, the email is in the podcast
Yes.
description. If you want us to talk about a certain subject, we would love to hear that from you as well. Just
Yeah.
reach out to us. So
And I just wanted to remind our audience that Jen and I would love to be a part of your small group,
yep.
or we would love to just chat with you to see what that could look like. We're also open to more podcasts as well. We have some great guests that we are now looking at lining up on our calendar as well. So be sure to stay tuned, because exciting things are coming in the future.
Amen, amen, amen. I love it. All right, guys, thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Bye, friends.
You've been listening to the Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. Podcast copyright 2022, Parable Road, LLC.